Thirdly, third point, the four great kings are protectors. They're protectors of the world, protectors of the four quarters. But what are they protectors against? The four great kings themselves make this clear in their first speech. Addressing the Buddha, they say, "We will rot the hordes of Buddhas who are pitiless, whose minds are without compassion, who take their glory from others." Buddhas are evil spirits. They're the forces which are hostile to humanity, which are inimical to spiritual development. They are the energies which are unable to accept, which refuse to accept the control of the four great kings. So what can the four great kings do about them? All that they can do is to keep them at bay, to keep them out. And this is why they stand, why the four great kings stand on either side of the entrance to the temple, the entrance to the shrine. Why they stand in the vestibule, that is to say, neither inside the temple proper, nor outside it, in between. After all, what is a temple? A temple is not just a building. A temple is an enclosed space. A temple is a sacred space. It's a space where sacred actions, or if you like, symbolic actions, are performed. It's a space within which only integrated energies are allowed to appear. The central position in the temple is occupied by the Buddha, or by an equivalent figure, such as Padmasambhava or Avalokiteshvara, and other positions are occupied by other figures, arahants, bodhisattvas, spiritual teachers, gods and goddesses, all harmoniously grouped around the Buddha or other central figure. Even the Nagas, even the Yakshas and other non-human beings may have a place, may be included in the assembly, as it were. It depends upon just one thing, whether they truly worship the Buddha, whether they go for refuge. The temple is therefore also a mandala, that is to say, an harmonious arrangement of psychological, spiritual and transcendental energies around a common central principle, around a central principle which is also the ultimate principle, the principle of enlightenment. So the four guardian kings are therefore also guardians of the mandala, guardians of the four gates of the mandala. They prevent the entry of any hostile force, prevent the entry of any unintegrated energy. That is to say, of any energy that is not prepared to align itself on its own level and in its own way with the principle of enlightenment. The four great kings, we may say, are the guardians of the threshold. Their function is therefore of extreme importance. On the one hand, they keep out, they have to keep out, the hostile, unintegrated forces. Otherwise, the harmony of the mandala will be disrupted. On the other hand, they have to not keep out the energies which really are integrated and are ready to be emitted. Otherwise, the richness, the potential richness of the mandala will be impoverished. Now, the spiritual community is also a mandala. The order is also a mandala. So here too, the four great kings have a function. Disruptive energies must be kept out. Otherwise, the spiritual community will be destroyed. But positive, integrated energies must be allowed in, must be welcomed. Otherwise, the spiritual community will not grow.